Hello, my name is Christy. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, I just have a question about a testing site.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so and I'm in Montgomery County. Do they not have any drive-up testing sites, or do you have to go into a building?
No,
I couldn't see anything on your dashboard.
Hang on just a second. Oh, I guess they do not.
I couldn't believe it. I was looking. Maybe it's a data entry error. But I looked and looked and couldn't find any.
It's the Capitol, for goodness sake. They need to try.
I know. That's what I said. I was like, are you kidding me? But see, because I don't want to risk getting it by going. I mean, people don't end up in, because I live over out east, and the two that were closest are, you know, high traffic areas, and you always see lots of cars, and you know, in Vaughn Road, and I'm going, huh? To, and then I had heard that, and I was trying to find this, and I can't find it on the website, that Dr. Harris had sent out a new guideline that was 7 days quarantine if you come into contact. But I don't see it on here. And the reason I'm saying that is my brother has tested positive, and so in the ER. The doctor said down in Ozark, Dell County, he said, no, you're going to, he looked at me and said, you're going to have to quarantine. I said, I haven't touched him. This is the closest I've been to him. I called 911 because he was kind of out of it and unresponsive. I couldn't pick him up and put him in my car. So he said, he goes, you'll have to quarantine for 7 days. I said, seven, not 14. He goes, well, this is the new guidelines say 7 days. If you've come into contact. So I can't find anything on the website. Is it 7? And the reason I'm saying that is I'm actually in y'all's building. Are you in the tower?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'm in the same building as Dr. Harris and all them. So I'm sitting here going, I don't see him in the website. And this says 7 days. And I'm doing the official following all the rules because I was in the hospital room since he was unresponsive and they needed me to come back to give answers. And then when they discharged him, he was in my vehicle. So I wasn't 6 feet away. So now because of all that, I'm following the thing. Plus I'm caring for my elderly parents and my dad has COPD stage 4. So I can't, risk that. So I'm looking for a drive up. Don't see one. And now, can you go anywhere in Alabama? Because I think there may be, I saw there are drive-ups in other counties. I just do not want to.
Yes,
risk.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. That does not matter.
It doesn't matter?
No,
now,
not at all.
If you're not experiencing symptoms, do you have to have, I have Blue Cross Blue Shield. Do you have to have a doctor's order? Do I need to go through my doctor to get an order? Or can I just,
you know what? Honestly, that depends on the facility that you go to. Some of them.
Okay, so just call them.
Yes. Because some of them, they do not make, they're not making, you have actual symptoms before they run a test. And then some of them, unless you have symptoms, they won't do it. So it depends on the facility.
Okay. And that's the thing is if I don't need to have it done, but you're not going to be able to tell me that I know that. Because then you sit there and you go, it's apparently my brother's fiance who didn't have symptoms, it turns out she was positive. So she apparently was asymptomatic because she had came into contact with her sister who tested positive. So that's, we're trying to figure out where he got it because he had not been out anywhere because he is afraid of the coronavirus. So that's, now we know how that happened. So I'm sitting here going, well, I don't have any symptoms, but now I wouldn't feel comfortable going back to Dell County and be around my parents. What if I don't have symptoms? So I am going to, I will just start calling places and see what the requirements are. But do you know anywhere on the site that says the 7 days? I looked in the press releases and I don't see it.
I don't see it either. I was looking for that.
And they said, the physician that came in said he was positive. He said, I'm going to send someone in here to talk to you. And then he sent someone in and she said, no, you'll need to quarantine for 7 days. And I said, okay, 7, not 14 or 10. And she goes, no, it's the new guidelines are 7. But I can't find that anywhere. I don't know whose guidelines those are.
I don't see any.
You don't see it either. Yeah. So y'all are still going with the 10 probably. the 10 days. And kept, well, but some places are not doing even that. They just say if you don't have symptoms, you're okay. But I will, I think I will just, I will go one more time and glance over the CDC. And
I was about to say, let's look at the CDC because that may actually give us a little
because,
more.
Like I said, the Dell County ER physician said you're going to need to quarantine. I said, even if I haven't been in contact for more than 15 minutes within the 6 feet, but we were, you know, I was on in like trying to get as far away from him as possible because, again, I'm caring for my parents and, you know, not, don't even get me started. It's a long, drawn out story. But yeah, I don't see the CDC quarantine. It's, and it would be under close, I guess, guidelines for contact, but I couldn't find anything. Latest guy. But that's probably something good for you to know. It says, how long do I need to quarantine if I was exposed to it? And it says, it can take up to 14 days. I see that. I just don't understand it. So then that was 6 days ago, and that was from, yeah, frequently asked questions. So see, what
I tell you, I know. No, it just goes all over the place. You could sit here and read this all day long and get different.
Well, the physician told me 7, so I think what I'm going to do, I think I'll call my doctor's office and just ask them. And just and then just go from there, because like I said, I've done, we're fortunate enough to have a house that has an upstairs, downstairs with two completely different ventilation. So before I headed back to Montgomery, my husband and my kids all moved downstairs. So I'm upstairs, since we have the kitchen and all that. So they've all moved downstairs and I'm upstairs and, you know, in a bedroom that has a connecting bathroom, and I just don't go out there. My husband just brings the food, leaves it outside, and you know, so it's very.
Hey, if anything, you get some peace and quiet for a little bit, huh?
I know, that's what I'm saying. 7 days, and the good thing is I did bring my work computer home, so I'm able to still work from here. But the bad thing is I woke up this morning thinking I was going to go downstairs, and then I realized, wait a minute, this is the 7th day. He said you had to quarantine for 7 days, so really it's tomorrow morning, not today. So I'm like, no, I had my bags packed, so to speak, and I was going to be walking out the door. So now it's one more day, but my plan was to go ahead and get an appointment to be tested before I come back into the RSA tower.
Right.
So anyway, well, I'm just going to, I don't know, maybe I should just call over to my contacts over at Public Health in the central office and just say, all right, guys, I'm confused. I've looked everywhere, 7 days of searching the internet, and I thought, I'm just going to call y'all today. But, but you don't find it, you're not finding it either, are you?
I am not. No, ma'am.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I don't see 7 days. And somebody said that Dr. Harris had sent something out, so I went in and tried to look for his announcements, and I don't see any of that. And they had something, I guess I'd call Landers and see what she, Dr. Landers, and see what her, anyway, I'll figure something out. But well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And
you are certainly welcome. I hope you've been
healthy.
Able to help. Yes, ma'am. And
yeah,
if you need any information, you can visit the following websites, the adph.org, and you already know the cdc.gov.
Yeah.
And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.